Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Cannes International Film Festival. Today we're talking about the Uncertain Regard section, in particular Rafiki, and in company of the director Wanuri Kayu. So Wanuri, let's start from the beginning. What's the genesis of Rafiki?
Rafiki is based on a short story by Monica Arakde Nyeko called Jambula Tree. And when Stephen Markovitz, my producer, asked to look for modern African literature to adapt to film, this story came to mind because it was so full of love and youth and freshness and joy and hope. And it just begged to be told into a film.
How would you describe it? Would you say that it's a love story, a coming of age, a tale of independence, maybe?
I think it's all those things. I think Rafiki is a love story. I think it's a coming of age film because the girls themselves are trying to discover their own identity, who they are in their lives, what it means to be Kenyan. They ask all these questions as they grapple with falling in love. Basic, the most basic thing, falling in love. So it is a love story and a coming-of-age story, but it's also a story, as even defined by the author herself, as a battle between the power to dream and the power to love.
How does it feel for you to be here with this film in Cannes, talking about a story that is also LGBT, so very important for the LGBT community?
It is absolutely exciting being here in Cannes with this film because we are telling a love story about two women. So it means that even through the film, we get to present a very feminine perspective of Nairobi. And that was what we truly wanted to do. Because the film is what it is, because it's about young love, we were able to infuse it with the delicacy and the cliches and the cheesiness and just the vibrance of being in love in as a young person.
What's the situation of the LGBT community now in Africa and in Kenya especially?
Right now in Kenya, there's a case in court that is challenging the criminalization of homosexuality. We're saying that people should not be criminalized because of that, because the act of arresting them themselves goes against the Constitution, because the law says that people are not allowed to have unnatural sex. But in order to prove unnatural sex, you would have to violate people's constitutional rights, because you would have to invade their privacy without their permission to be able to catch them and then arrest them, which is, it's unconstitutional. So right now the case is challenging criminalization.
The other thing that hit me is that beside the law, there's also religion that counts into these girls' situation, because it's also religion that it's very strong in the community that says that you're not allowed to love a person of your same sex.
I forgot to answer your other part of the question, is that it's actually quite surprising how many countries in Africa who do not have laws against homosexuality. It's frowned upon, but they don't have laws criminalizing homosexuality. There's quite a few countries, and we're just saying that there should be more African countries that decriminalize it. But also, Africa is a very Kenya is very conservative and is very religious. So religion plays a huge role in how people make their decisions. Even though religion in itself is about humanity, it's about peace, it's about love, it's about unity, yet there's such anger and such... I almost believe that if you believe in humanity and you believe that we were created equal, then going against people and going against the right to be equal, that itself is going against the spirit of the country. It's going against the spirit of religion, because it's saying you are separate, you are not one of us. And that can't be what any religion teaches.
We've been talking to Wanuri Kayu, director of Rafiki screening here at the 71st Cannes International Film Festival in the Uncertain Regards section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.